Duncan McLean is a member of Alexandria Burns Club, a prominent member who is known affectionately as the Bard of the Vale. He has written some really good poetry, including one about the ruinous damage inflicted on Alexandria by the planning authorities back in the 1970s. Duncan calls this poem The Whale with a Veil. The Whale with a Veil. As I look round about me and I see what they have done, they've torn the beauty fae ye and created ye a slum. No any cosy corner, nae bank, nae coat, nae pond, McKim and Karen Duffy and Don the Fleece all gone. Victoria and Albert, Stephen Mitchell John, Alexander some say Craft Street, nowhere can we all stone. Martha Thompson's, Kelly's, Jack's, McNaughton's Tay, the Fountain Bar, McLaren's and Boorsman's Grapes away. Susanna had a school of fame, the Main Street had one the same. The Gasworks had its lights put out and the Old Vale Laundry's dunty suit. The Old Tibbs Hall in Random Street, where many of you dance with happy feet, it's no longer stoning there, and come to that, it's all laid bare. John Angus was the baker who made the good tea breed. McCletchy was the man who came to fetch you when you did. And there's no another Melly if you're looking for a feed. Martha Higgerty, a plumber, Kinloch was one I know. Their place is stone nae longer. They too have had to fall. Walt Tyler was the diner, doing tour of Laddie Lane. The shin cut out of Bridge Street, into Bank Street near the train. Nae Donald Hunter, Cannon or Cooperative Co. I know that's left of where they were is just a great big hole. Johnny Bain's garage, Sarah White's wee shop, another bit of Bridge Street that's had an offy knock. No any midnight grocer, nae fruiter man named Dan, no any Bunny Baxter, another barber man. Nae Granny Smith, nae Mrs. Moss, and Ruddy Brunan, he's a loss. Nae Burgess and Buchanan who collected all the rents, and if you didn't pay them then you had to pitch a tent, doon along the leaving side on the cricket park, or else it was a flat and soon after it was dark. Charlie Smith the Slater had a place in Mitchell Street. Bob Martin was his neighbour, just along the same wee street. He worked in his old smiddy and he made an offy din. But some older yuns they tell me it belonged to Jock McGinn. Near Gyler Milburn Terrace, it's enough to make you greet. And that one in the main street, that's where Dick Man did your feet. And if you still think you need them to give your feet a wee treat, then you'll get them no far from me along in Middleton Street. John Glenn's in Castle Danger, with pumps and paraffin ale. He takes you up the hill now, all dressed in tails and tile. He's worth it, every penny, for doing it in style. He'll take you out to Cordis, but no for waltz or tea. He'll have you done wheel fired, and off a deed you'll be. Now some will likely question all I've had to say, but this was how it was laid out, and about my day. But when the change is completed and the beauties are restored, then we will have what we can call the beautiful Vale once more. Now there's plenty I could write about if I took time to think, for I have plenty of paper and have plenty of pen and ink, but if you don't mind, I'll just sit down and hear another drink.